I believe in putting it down.
I believe in doctor's visits.
I believe in being yourself.
I believe in gum.
I believe in getting lost.
I believe in midnight snacks.
I believe in fear.
I believe in ice cream.
I believe in fairies.
I believe in sledding.
I believe in water guns.
I believe in music.
I believe in teammates.
I believe in running.
I believe in wrong turns.
I believe in family.
This, we believe.
James Sorochik is a 14-year-old guy living in Chatham, New Jersey. He was born in Pennsylvania, and most of his family lives there. He is a huge fan of the Penn State Nittany Lions and Green Bay Packers. He also loves to spend time with his family and golf.
On the mats, anything can happen. You can get pinned at any moment or break a bone with a single takedown. I witnessed the intensity of a youth wrestling tournament when my cousins participated in one with schools from across Pennsylvania. Ever since they were little and we were around each other, 90% of the time was taken up wrestling, so it was only a matter of time before Kevin, 8, and Chris, or sometimes called Buddha, 6, did it competitively. The setting was Northampton High, where we were attending the VEWL Novice Wrestling Tournament. Novice is a term for first and second year wrestlers. Kevin and Chris had been wrestling for 2 months prior to the tournament. Division 2 and 3 wrestlers were now going on, which is for the heavier weight class novices. This is where my cousin Kevin would be wrestling. His first match was a blur where he pinned the kid in the first round. It was probably the most thrilling moment of my life to see someone I love do something so dangerous. The next round, he pinned one of the best wrestlers in the auditorium in the most anticipated Division 3 match of the entire tournament. He won the semifinals and then proceeded to dominating in the finals and conquering his division. His first medal was a gold one. He was never the best wrestler, never the strongest, and never the smartest. He gave it his all and wanted that medal more than the kid he was against, and that's why he's a champion. This reminded me of a similar work ethic when I was his age. I wanted to play soccer with the big kids, and to do so, I had to prove that I was able. I practiced harder, and in a couple of days, tryouts took place, and it was quite an experience. My biggest fear was Coach Dave, or as most people called him, the Dutchman. He was a heavy-set guy that led Keystone Athletic for ages. He stunk of alcohol and wore a thick Irish accent. He was a tough guy and only cared about talent. I was 7 at the time, trying out for the Keystone Athletic U10 boys team, sponsored by West Ham United. I played how I play and gave it everything I got. The same question kept gnawing at me, though. Was it enough? The rest of that time was a blur, but making the team was a real honor. I remember my last game there at Keystone Stadium, where I got an elbow to the face and bled all over my white jersey, stating the number 5. I remember having a game-winning assist to a friend named Christian Beebe. Last thing I remember is Coach Dave. It turns out, the Dutchman was not so bad. We actually built a very strong relationship, so much to the point where he gave me a nickname, the General.